Radio Free Charleston is on the air. Welcome to Radio Free Charleston. I am your host, Rudy Panucci, and we opened our show this week with brand new music from Vinto Van Gogh. This is a band that came to us from the Chicago Pipeline, and we're very happy they did, because they do great music, and we're big fans. And that's a brand new tune they released over the weekend called Ziggy is an Alien. I've heard he plays guitar, too, but that's another story. I got back from the West Virginia Punk Rock Flea Market just a couple of days ago. And boy, are my arms tired. I didn't fly or anything. It's just that I went down there intending to go as a civilian and not shoot much in the way of photos or videos, but I couldn't resist, and I did shoot about 20 minutes of video. But the thing about these hardcore punk rock fans, they grow them big around these parts. So I had to hold the camera way over my head and now I'm paying for it. I'm actually not suffering. And as to what will happen with that footage, something will happen with that footage, but it'll be a couple of weeks. Just so you know. It was a thrill seeing all the energy, all the excitement, the vendors, all the fans in attendance. The event was a massive success. We didn't stay for the whole day, but we did get to see the debut of Common Ground, also known as Common Ground 304. That was the culmination of a 30-year dream by Josh Exline, and we were pleased and honored to be there for that. And there was even a bit of a Holden Caulfield reunion. Just saying, maybe you might see some of that. But anyway, one of the other bands we heard at the Punk Rock Flea Market, and they were all great, we previewed them last week, if you didn't hear last week's show, shame on you! It's a band, I think, from New Jersey called Best Dressed Ghost, and I was so impressed that I downloaded their album just this morning, so I could bring you a track from it. And here's a track from it. It's Best Dressed Ghost with Sorry on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
General strike. minds, the cold sunshine, the guys and dolls, and guys and guys and guys. Elegant bachelors, Edith Piaf at the peak of despair, Marcel Cerdan in the middleweight chair, another midair disaster, elegant bachelors. On a hillside, beside the closed-up motel, you can still see the ghosts of the old clientele. You can still see the blue, red, white, and gray. Elegant bachelors having their way. All the teachers in all of the schools, all the creatures in all of the cool Sunday features. Outdated tools, elegant bachelors. Sanctioned. Out in the night, if you're raging, if you're feeling uptight, you just can't tell the bark from the bite, elegant bachelors. Head down the old roads on the way to the highways, elegant bachelors, convenient byways. There's certain roads only a few can go, a certain rhythm which not many know. Abandoned old barn, you can still weave a tale, you can still spin a yarn, you can still see the shadows of cars surveyed the day. Elegant bachelors having their way. Tenement block to the penthouse view, from the shock of the old to the schlock of the new, see them dangling from the rafters, elegant bachelors. When you've got too many confessions to make, when you left at the wheel when you've been on the take. Give me a chance, give me a break, elegant bachelors. They're never the driver and they're never the passenger. Such is the way of the elegant bachelor. Losing their minds, careening in the fast lane. Elegant bachelors never feel no pain. Speed on every highway from deliverance to disaster. You see the bruised ego of every elegant. Have power that you will not renounce if others' tears sound like laughter.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Radio Free Charleston!
That once before, but we had to bring it to you again. That was Payback's a Bitch with Burning Love, which is now available as a single on all the streaming services except for Bandcamp. Before that, we had Jay Marinelli with Put Some Blood in It. Free Whenever gave us Bank Robbery. The Paranoid Style with one more track off of their most recent release. The song is called Elegant Bachelors. And we had a new track from Tape Age called General Strike. I wonder what that was about. But I did not mention this, but I am actually so worn out from the punk rock flea market and from some other things I have to do that we are doing a hybrid show. The first hour is brand new, loaded with great local and independent music, and the second and third hours revive an old episode of Radio Free Charleston International that's loaded with cool stuff like Ben Folds and Men Without Hats and Goldfinger and Klaus Nomi, Keith Emerson, Tim Curry, Dave Edmonds, Adrian Ballou, Guar. You always think of Guar when you think of Adrian Ballou. And also, all the songs in our second and third hours are cover versions. Just so you know. I do that a lot. But anyway, also, while I am at it, part of supporting the local scene is going to the Pop Cult blog for March 24th, 2026, finding the playlist for the first hour, and following the links to the artist's page. Some of them will go to Bandcamp, some of them will go to other places where you can find their stuff, and in the case of another band that's coming up later in the show, they will go to a special page where you can go to all kinds of different places. It's sort of like a link tree, but it's not. But right now, how about we get some brand new music from Jordan Andrew Jefferson and his project Nothing to Protect. It's a new track, Amanda Blue, on Radio Free Charleston, on the air. Thank you.
here again, telling each other let's be friends, knowing no other can do it like we can. Who would've known we could be private, loving on islands, minding our business, drinking our vitamins, doing what we do best, leaving all the mess to the rest. Who would've known, I guess not you, you promised to love and stay true, but you let your fear get the better of you. Now look at the both of us looking for who. I'll be right next to you, promise to always stay true. I'm holding my vow for you, I'm holding it down for you, so you can just love me too, love me through. We're running away from love, calling it paradise, living a fantasy. If I let you put your hands on me, darling, just take your time. I talk, you just listen. I told you about my dreams, you said you on a mission. I really thought I found the piece that I was missing. We just keep playing games, I guess we like the chase. But I don't wanna run no more, that gets boring. Sit your ass down, this shit too important. You got me going insane, I really went and tatted your name. I walk around with all of your chains and think of the love that we made. I say we run away, find a place that we feel safe.
some Judy Bobbins, Judy Bobbins. I don't know, but Judy Bobbins, Judy Bobbins. I am gonna fly.
this favorite thing.
Evolution will not be
surprised by any means.
Sunsets
and the summer breeze.
The hottest air opens in my wings. 'Cause I'm gonna fly.
That was Samuel S.C. featuring Jay Marinelli, whom you heard earlier in the show. The song was called Another Good Lie, and before that, we had Golden, who were at the West Virginia Punk Rock Flea Market. It was the first one. I'm sure it won't be the last. We didn't get to stick around to see them this time, but we will next time. Love the band, but they went on last, and I'm old. I can't stay up that late. Not without preparation. But before Golden, we had the Heavy Hitters Band with Ornithology, The Story of Icarus. That was preceded by the EDM mix of Doing My Best by Corduroy Brown. And if you haven't checked him out on social media, do so. He's got all kinds of short videos of him performing that song in front of various local landmarks, like the Camden Park sign or that strange pink elephant on Route 60. Before that, we had Garden, Charleston's own Garden, with Who Knew. And we have room for one more song in our first hour, and this is the band I was mentioning earlier. The Settlement are currently in the studio working on a new album, and they could use a few extra bucks to help them get over the finish line. So, if you follow the link in Pop Cult, it will take you to a page where you can donate, or you can buy merch, or you can buy their old albums, or you can subscribe, I think through Bandcamp, and get all kinds of really cool stuff before it trickles out. Some of it will never trickle out. Rough mixes, demos, and live recordings. Live recordings out the wazoo. Like I say, just subscribe to their Bandcamp. It's well worth it. It's an incredible band, and it is The Settlement, and they are going to play us out of our first hour this week. So remember to support the local scene and support independent music and buy your music in an ethical manner. And I am still recovering from the punk rock flea market, and I wasn't even there all day. So it was fantastic. I hope there will be many, many more. But The Settlement are going to play us out, and then we're going to go to an old Radio Free Charleston International, which holds up really well. Here's The Settlement with Days Go By, live from Settlefest on Radio Free Charleston, on the air.
Thank you for spending your evening with us.
22 on my wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I were young and didn't stop you coming through.
Welcome to Radio Free Charleston International. I am Rudy Panucci, and this week we opened with Ben Folds doing a cover of the Buggles classic Video Killed the Radio Star. And I picked that because I thought it sounded cool. I was like, that's a cool opening track. It's unusual, not a lot of people cover the Buggles. And then it made me start thinking, what if I did an entire 2-hour show of nothing but cover songs? And some of these are by groups that don't get covered a lot. Some of these are by groups that don't cover other people a lot. And some of these are just downright weird. But then, this is Radio Free Charleston International, right here on Appalachian Independent Radio, by the way. We are going to bring you 2 hours of unusual cover songs. And we are going to kick that off with two people you don't normally think of in the same context. Kate Bush and Marvin Gaye. For years, Kate Bush has been doing a cover of Sexual Healing in different weird bootleg studio recordings and the occasional live one-off performance or something. But when she released her Aerial album in 2005, she put out a single, King of the Mountain, and the B-side was a really cool studio version, completely produced, of her version of Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing. And so we are going to launch into that right now, and get ready, take cover, because it's all cover songs this week on Radio Free Charleston International on Appalachian Independent Radio.
greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Seems alive, something died in here. I really tried to make it out. I wish I understood what happened to our love. Used to be so good.
Doing Jimi Hendrix, two more artists you don't think of in the same context. But that was Devo's version of Are You Experienced? There was a video for that that MTV showed like once or twice and then never showed again until like decades later. It took me 20 years to get to see it. But anyway, that was Devo with Are You Experienced? Before that, we had Men Without Hats with their cover of ABBA's SOS. That was preceded by Dave Stewart and Colin Blundstone with What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. And Colin, of course, was the lead singer for The Zombies and Argent and is still performing. In fact, The Zombies are back together touring England. Before that, we had Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen's anthem, performed by The Flaming Lips. And kicked that set off with Kate Bush's Sexual Healing. She sort of made that song her own, wouldn't you say? Well, now I'm sort of feeling like I'd like to hear some ska covers of 80s classics. Doesn't that sound natural? It does to me. So, right here on Radio Free Charleston International, on Appalachian Independent Radio, we're going to kick things off with Real Big Fish doing their take on the Van Morrison classic, Brown Eyed Girl. It's Real Big Fish on Radio Free Charleston International.
In the misty morning fog with our hearts are thumping at you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Now whatever happens to Tuesday is so slow, going down the old mine with the transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and a sliding, yeah, all along the waterfall with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. Come on. Sha la 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 la.
Sha la 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 this moment. You mean everything.
God left this place a long time ago.
Radio Free Charleston.
This generation rules the nation.
it's all over and I'm standing pretty in the dust that was a city. I can find a souvenir just to prove the world was here. And here it is, a red balloon. I think of you and let it go.
Goldfinger with 99 Red Balloons. Don't you love the way they sort of switch up halfway through and start singing in German? Isn't that cool? Before that, we had Buck 09 with the musical youth song from the 80s, Pass the Duchy. I have not been indulging in the Duchy. I was just simply tripping over my tongue. Before Buck 09, we had Save Ferris with Come on Eileen, the Dexy's Midnight Runner song from the 80s. And just a hint, if you ever come across a movie called Come on Eileen, it's not based on a song. We kicked that set off with Real Big Fish with Brown Eyed Girl. Oh, coming up in our next set, we're going to have some unusual yet familiar stuff, because we're doing unusual covers. And we are going to kick it off with a vocal dynamo who sadly left us a long time ago. Here is Klaus Nomi with his cover of Lightning Strikes on Radio Free Charleston International on Appalachian Independent Radio.
Listen to me, baby. You've got to understand. You're old enough to learn the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby. It's time to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around?
Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's true, won't you stay?
But till then, when I see your lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop.
Waiting for us around.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Like a trumpet of a moment, make the round alone.
Pure creamery butter, rich, flavorful, satisfying.
You are listening to Radio Free Charleston.
Thank you.
Dave Gregory's Frankenstein. Yes, that is Dave Gregory, the guitarist for XTC. Seems that he put out an album of incredibly faithful covers, performed everything on them himself, and we'll play you more of that later in the series of Radio Free Charleston Internationals. We don't got any more for this show, because then it would be all the Dave Gregory show, and we don't do that. But before the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour, whichever way you want to look at it, we had Todd Rundgren's cover of Good Vibrations from his Faithful album, the Beach Boys classic, of course. And JoLynn Turner, Tony Kaye, and Steve Cropper teaming up to do Riders on the Storm from The Doors. And then we had the bittersweet, singular vocal performance from the late Keith Emerson. Keith Emerson did the soundtrack for the movie Nighthawks in the early 80s. And they needed somebody to sing a cover of the Spencer Davis Group song, I'm a Man. And nobody was available. So Keith Emerson sang himself. And he did a decent little weird disco version of I'm a Man with tons of Emersonian chords in there, but also pretty much demonstrated why he didn't sing. We kicked that set off with Klaus Nomi with Lightning Strikes. Oh, you know what? I did two shows of Beatles covers a few weeks ago, and I still have tons of Beatles covers in my collection. So our next set is going to be four songs that are Beatles or solo Beatles covers. We're kicking it off with Tin Machine doing Working Class Hero, the John Lennon song. It's infamous because it's got duty words in it. You got to watch out for them duty words. This is, of course, the natural, completely natural collaboration between David Bowie, a master guitarist, and the Sons of Soupy Sales. Here is Tin Machine with Working Class Hero on Radio Free Charleston International on Appalachian Independent Radio.
I get knows how long I've loved you. You know I always will. If it takes a lonely lifetime, if you ask me to, I will. And when at first I saw you, I didn't know your name, but it never really mattered, for I love you just the same. Love you forever and forever, love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together, love you when we're apart. And when at last I find you, your song will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to be near you. For the thing you do and dare you to. But oh, you know I will. But oh, you know I will. Love you forever and forever.
Thank you.
That was Dave Edmunds. Dave Edmunds himself, just his guitar, doing a really cool live version of Lady Madonna. Before that, speaking of really cool live versions, we had Adrian Belew covering the Beatles song Free as a Bird, which hardly anybody's had a chance to cover. Or, they've had chances, they just haven't bothered to. That is, of course, the song that the Beatles assembled after the death of John Lennon, using one of his leftover song fragments. Anyway, that was Adrian Belew doing that. That weird reggae version of I Will, the song from the White Album, was by none other than Tim Curry, Dr. Frankenfurter himself. And that set kicked off with Tin Machine doing Working Class Hero. I've got my Beatles out of my system now, and I'm feeling a little punky. Not entirely punky, not Brewster-ish, I would not say that. No, I am talking about, I want to hear a little bit of hard-driving music. And the next set has different types of hard-driving music in it. We're going to kick it off with Me First and the Gimme Gimmes doing Donna Summer's disco classic On the Radio on Appalachian Independent Radio, Radio Free Charleston International.
They said it. dance with the devil in the pale moonlight.
shifters. We can't even smoke in the parking lot. Schools out for summer. Schools out forever. Schools out for summer. Schools out completely.
Out of bounds, the smell of desert, all around, and the night's coming to count.
That was Rammstein with Pet Sematary. You know, because the only way you can really make the Ramones sound harder is to team them up with Rammstein. Not that they teamed up, it's just Rammstein did their song. But it sounded good when I thought of it. Before that, we had Gwar with their cover of Alice Cooper's School's Out. The band Rabbit doing a really fast version of Locomotive Breath from Jethro Tull. The Clash doing Police on My Back, which was not, in fact, written by The Clash, as many people think. That song was written by Eddie Grant, the guy who did Electric Avenue. And that set kicked off with me first in the Gimme Gimmes with On the Radio. We are getting near the end of the show, and I got some more stuff here for you. It's cool stuff. It's sort of a mixed bag. We're going to kick it off with a this is sort of so obvious that if you are an Australian B-52's tribute act, at some point you have to perform a cover of Stairway to Heaven from Led Zeppelin. And that's exactly what we're going to play. It's the Rock Lobsters with Stairway to Heaven on Radio Free Charleston International on Appalachian Independent Radio.
Sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure. I don't mind other guys dancing with my girl.
Probably wondering what the hell that was. That was the Who classic, The Kids Are All Right, performed by Keith Moon, the drummer for The Who was very rarely allowed anywhere near a vocal microphone because they thought his voice was so terrible. Before that, we had Robert Palmer's second big hit, Bad Case of Lovin' You, which was a Moon Martin song. Robert Palmer first hit the scene in the mid-70s with a cover of Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley by Alan Toussaint. And then he had Bad Case of Lovin' You, and then he sort of laid dormant for another 3 or 4 years before he started having really cool hits in the 80s and worked with Gary Numan and did all kinds of cool stuff, and of course did Addicted to Love. Before Robert Palmer, we had Pseudo Echo with Funky Town. It was a one-hit wonder covering a one-hit wonder. In fact, I can't even remember the name of the group that did Funky Town originally. And I apologize to them for that. We kicked that set off with the Rock Lobsters, and we're pretty much almost out of time. Thank you for listening to Radio Free Charleston. Remember, support the local scene, support independent music, and buy your music in an ethical manner.
Radio Free Charleston is brought to you by General Substances. If it's composed of matter, we have a hand or two in it.